welcome back to Season 1, Episode 8 of My Curiously Queer Life. I just want to say thank you to everyone that reached out to make sure I was okay, and you should know that I am more than okay. I only show you these moments so you understand that I am, first of all, being honest with everything that I am saying, and second of all, so we can connect and know that it's hard, man. 2024 is all about the glitz, the glam, the hiding the dark things and pretending you're okay, and I'm sure some of us are okay, but I'm also sure there's a lot of us that aren't okay. So me showing that I'm not okay is to welcome you all in to a space where we can not be okay together. I've gotten some questions about the queer in the title of my podcast, and it queer also means strange, and I wanted everyone to know that this is just not for queer people. It is for everyone that is feeling strange or misplaced or alone or unhappy or even super happy, and you want to share it with the people around you. So it's a welcome space to all humans, and I don't know, maybe you identify as non-human and you are invited to. So that being said, this week's episode is about me coming out, so it ends up being super queer, but I mean, it is what it is. But there is also people, coming out doesn't have to mean coming out as gay. You could come out as a vegan, or come out as a vegetarian, or come out as tall, short, left, right, up, down. It doesn't matter. We all struggle with this place of having to tell the people around you something new about yourself. And sometimes that's terrifying. So I don't want anyone to feel singled out because I am gay and this is a story of my life. I hope that you see between those pieces and are able to take something from it, even if you aren't queer. This week is a story of me coming out. So, Chapter 8, My Filthy Closet. My journey of coming out was filled with many dramatic moments. Allowing myself to be more open was terrifying, exciting, and confusing all at the same time. The weight of hiding my truth had become unbearable, and embracing my true self felt like the only logical next step. The idea of me being open about my sexuality had been germinating within me for quite some time at this point, quietly taking root and growing stronger with each passing day. It had always been there, locked away in the depths of my mind, a neglected secret, casting its haunting presence over every aspect of my life. It seemed to lurk in the shadows, mocking me and taunting me, reminding me that I was disgusting for wanting men sexually. I am your teacher. Living in that constant fear of being discovered, of people knowing my desire for men, was utterly exhausting. I had grown weary of the charade and yearned for liberation. The beast that resided in the recesses of my mind represented my fears and insecurities, remains with me even now. It still whispers its unsettling words, cautioning me not to be too gay will upset people, warning me that others might reject me if I was. Sadly, in our world, there is some truth to these concerns. My goal is to gradually shed the weight of others' opinions and to nurture the deeper love for the beast within me. Perhaps it too is longing for companionship within the filthy closet, craving acceptance and understanding. By embracing my true self and freeing myself from the shackles of societal expectations, I hope to create a new life. A life where authenticity reigns supreme, regardless of others' judgments. It is a journey towards self-acceptance, self-love, and the understanding that my worth isn't defined by the opinion of others. In a pivotal moment, clarity washed over me like a wave, as if a switch had been flipped on, illuminating the path ahead that I needed to take. It happened while I was walking home one night from my girlfriend's house. The sky above was a tapestry of stars, a breathtaking sight that still lingers vividly in my mind. I marveled at the vastness of the universe, feeling both small and connected at the same time. My girlfriend at the time, with her timeless beauty, captivated me in ways I struggled to put into words. Her bright blue eyes, cascading curls, and the gentle touch of her unblemished skin painted a picture of pure allure. She carried herself with an innocence that seemed untouched by life's hardships, and yet she possessed a subtle awareness that made me feel acceptable for who I truly was. Around her, I experienced a sense of freedom, as if the beast within me could roam without restraint. It was a comforting feeling, but deep down I knew it wouldn't be enough.
Slowly spinning things, steadily brightening, each a kind of beast.
While I genuinely cared for her, there was a part of me that yearned for more, a part that couldn't be silenced. It was a longing for authenticity, a desire to embrace my true self and live my life authentically. And so, beneath the starry sky night, I made that decision to step out of the shadows, to let my truth be known, even though I couldn't predict the journey that lay ahead. As I stood on that hill, just moments away from the comfort of my front door, a rush of thoughts and emotions flooded my mind. In that fleeting instant, an entire life with my girlfriend played before me, like a movie reel overlapping the reality I'd known. Deep down, I knew that my desire and my love for her was fleeting. Staying that life would mean forsaking my own happiness and self-acceptance. Locked within the confines of that suffocating closet, I would forever remain a prisoner of my own fears, a stranger to my own identity. The thought of this prospect weighed heavily on my heart, overshadowing the love I had for her. I yearned to break free from the shackles of secrecy, to step into the light and explore the possibilities of life lived authentically. Regardless of how I felt, it's important to understand the backdrop against which this decision unfolded. Back then, the world was a different place. Merely the possibility of being gay garnered hatred and disdain from society. My mother and family whispered about it, desperately trying to conform me to their outdated expectations of masculinity. They came from a time when being queer was even more frowned upon, where people faced violence and discrimination for their identities. In my family, there were hints of queerness. My bisexual mother, my bisexual uncle, and several cousins who have come out as queer, gay, and transgender. But still, they had to hide their true identities, unable to openly express who they were. In those times, there were no readily available role models to look up to, no shining beacons guiding us towards self-acceptance. Those who dared to live openly and proudly as queer individuals were met with hatred, often forced to harbor self-hatred for themselves. It was a time marked by self-deprecating humor, a coping mechanism that helped me navigate the tumultuous landscape of the early 2000s. With a beaming smile, I entered my home, brimming with an intoxicating euphoria that accompanied the truth of my identity. Despite the looming presence of hate, danger, and solitude, I was determined to reveal my authentic self to the world. The following morning, driven by a newfound sense of confidence, I walked into the kitchen and boldly proclaimed to my mother, "You know that guy Carlos I've been spending time with? He is my boyfriend." My heart raced as her response hung in the air, and then she calmly asked, "So you're gay?" In that split second, I panicked. An electric shock raced through my body. The words that escaped her lips struck a chord deep within me. The beast in the filthy closet was calling to me. In a mixture of nerves and instinct for self-preservation, I stammered, I'm bi? As a hesitant attempt to erase the weight of the moment. I convinced myself that it was a significant step forward for understanding. She continued the conversation as if it were any other day, asking if I wanted pancakes or French toast for breakfast. It was a testament to the unwavering love she had always shown me, ensuring me that, regardless of my truth, her love would be a constant, unwavering force in my life. Her love was always a safe place for me, like being wrapped in a blanket in front of a campfire. Next on the list was my sister, and the thought of revealing my truth to her filled me with terror. Deep, deep terror. While I had mentally prepared myself for the possibility of losing everyone else in my life, losing her would have left an immense void. Our bond ran deep, and the prospect of potentially damaging or losing that bond was heavy on my heart. You should know, when the moment arrived that my mother came out as queer to my sister, it was deeply unsettling to her. Anger and disgust consumed her, leading her to flee from our home seeking solace somewhere else. Eventually, my sister returned, but our family dynamic once again was transformed drastically. It was an unprecedented and peculiar situation. Personally, I never had any qualms about my mother and being gay. Who she wanted to love, she could love, and it was okay. I'm not sure if it was because deep down, I knew I was gay and I found comfort in that, or I genuinely just don't care who you love. As long as you love and you're happy and you share that love with the people around you. Hence, you can imagine the sheer terror that gripped me at the thought of having to tell my sister that I was gay. It took me weeks, even months, to muster up the courage to confess. During that time, I was living at my aunt's house. I invited my sister over for a casual get-together, just the two of us, accompanied by some liquid courage. As the evening progressed and the alcohol eased my inhibitions, I started to find a flicker of courage within me. I stumbled on the words I needed to say, words that seemed trapped in the confines of my throat. Overwhelmed by emotions, tears welled and poured down my face. I began to cry and plead uncontrollably for her to guess. Her guesses were wildly inaccurate. She wanted to know if I murdered someone, if I was dying. It felt like I was dying. If I was... They were just off the mark, and I kept begging and begging for her to guess. And then she said, "What? You're gay?" And I just nodded my head yes with this relief that the words were finally free to roam the room and I didn't have to hold them anymore. It was one of the hardest things I ever had to do. At this point, high school had just ended, and I had discovered... I knew I was gay, and it was either spend the rest of my life being gay and hated, or spend the rest of my life being miserable and lying. And it didn't feel like it was a choice. I'm so grateful that the people around me were okay with it. It was funny though. I'd come out to all these people, and most of the time the response was like, we knew. And in my head, I'm like, if you all fucking knew, someone could have told me I was dying inside. Tell me. So weird. It's like they won a prize after the fact, like it's a game at the fair. Guess his sexuality and win a prize. So... I spent the rest of the night with my sister, drinking, laughing, being happy, because now I didn't have to pretend. So that is it for this week. Me coming out of the closet. It was a struggle, but worth it. It's funny, in that moment when I came out and finally everyone knew, and I was able to buy a new wardrobe from Le Chateau and live my best gay fantasy, I thought everything was going to be better, different, happier, and it just wasn't. It was different, but there was like a whole nother world that I walked into that I had to learn about. And if I am being honest, gay culture as a whole is not very, I don't even know what the word is. It's not the best culture at times, and it is full of a bunch of people who spent their lives being insecure, now engaging in things that mask that, and they are not always positive. Which leads me to a conversation I had with a friend recently about growing up in the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s and not having proper, positive, queer role models that do good in this life, that spread love, positivity, and not feed so deeply into the stereotypical gay person. I hope that by doing this and sharing my story and the hurdles that I had to jump, there is at least one little person out there or adult who hears this and knows that their struggles are struggles that we all face. And we talk about it and we share it. We can maybe get over them easier and we can help someone else. So that is it for this week. Like always, fill your tank with joy, love, and kindness. And when you feel it overflowing, you share it with the people around you. My name is Thomas St. James, and this is My Curiously Queer Life.